Ever feel like your WordPress site is moving in slow motion? Switch to Kinsta's Managed Hosting for WordPress and watch it fly. Host your site on Google Cloud's fastest servers with worldwide data centers so your pages load instantly. Need help? WordPress experts respond in under 2 minutes and will migrate to your site for free. Try it yourself. First month free at Kinsta.com. That's Kinsta.com. Kinsta. Simply better hosting.
NASCAR on Prime lights up Music City. Who's got what it takes to tackle the concrete at Nashville Super Speedway and walk away with NASCAR's coolest trophy? Stream the NASCAR Cup Series at Nashville, Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, where music meets motorsports, only on Prime.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for an exciting new way to put your skills to work? Explore new career options in the fintech industry.
Finance.
Currency, a Sandhills global company.
Money.
They offer full-time positions in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, a 4.5-day work week.
Jeez.
Attractive benefits package and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
Imagine you have the ability to manage money. Huh, Steve, can you imagine that?
I can't imagine.
I can't imagine it either. That's what I mean. That's why I wish I had this opportunity back in the day. I wish I was leaving Nebraska Wesleyan and I had a Carson shot in my
life.
I wish I had that.
You were just fine.
I wish I had a Carson shot that said, hey, like that.
Here's what
currency.
We're gonna do. I know. I kind of wish that too.
Wish I'd have had someone like that in my life. And I, guess what? Today's kids do. And it's not all kids either. You might just be in a career like that going, you know what? This fits me. And I might be mid-30s, all of a sudden, like, guess what? This isn't all just fresh out of college either.
No,
Carson made that very clear.
Did he?
It's open up for everyone. And also, the applications are rolling in. And like I said, it gives them a chance to hire the best of the best.
And you saw it.
I saw it live. I was there. I was on campus. I saw the organizational skills. We saw hams getting handed out in an incredible fashion by Schaefer. Talked us through the spiral ham. That tells you all you need to know about
Mike
about currency. The ham.
Hey, you were there, though. They took you on a tour.
Jim Hansen.
Last week, right? That was just
last
week.
Jim Hansen, a pillar of the community. A pillar of the community.
He works at.
He's right there with probably two or three. I mean, he's right there. When they sit in the boardroom, Jim's at the big table.
Jeez.
Yeah, Jim's at the big table. He runs this whole thing. Yes.
Finance.
GoCurrency.com.
Go/careers.
Check it out today. It's time for a Wednesday edition of Bill's Thrills.
The Thrills.
Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, yeah.
Is this going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
Yes, Bill's Thrills, sponsored by our friends at Trados, the grain marketing
the
crop insurance gurus. Check out their website at gotrados.com, GOTREDAS.com. Wild Card Wednesday today, Bill. What's on your mind today?
Okay. A little
locked in.
Something new.
Oh.
Something new for Wild Card Wednesday, which will come up occasionally. Not going to promise it every week.
We're locked in.
Things that intrigue me. Things that intrigue me.
Is this what we're going to do?
Yes. A little new segment, maybe. Things that intrigue me.
Okay.
Travel. No need to stop. We got the top. No need to stop. We got the top. The decision and the evolution of the car top carrier mesmerizes me. If you go back... first of all,
I'm with you.
What do you guys think? Let's get a car top carrier. We're going on vacation. When you make the decision as a family to get the car top carrier, you've made a big decision in your life. What we're going to do, I want you to think back, Steve, to the day, go back into the 70s, 80s. The car top carrier was just a piece of metal that was on top of your car with suction cups and a couple straps to put it on. And you made your own tarp. So when they go whipping by you on the interstate, there'd be tarps flapping. Yep. There'd be like sheets. Whatever. The car top carrier.
It made you wonder.
It was like, okay, the only option we have to get down the road we need a car top carrier. They made the decision. They went to Gamble's and they got a car top. They had to assemble it. They went to Gamble's store and they assembled it. And if it was whipping down the, I mean, there was no cover to it. There was no anything. This was not well planned out. But you made the decision. Mm-hmm. Don't forget now, Jake, there were some cars like the station wagon that had one built in.
Built in.
On the top of their car. It came factory made car top carrier where you would just strap stuff to the top of your car. Tell me the last time you did that.
I haven't.
Tell me the last time you strapped.
I never have.
Well, you made the decision as a family, we're going to strap stuff to the top of the car to get to the Grand Canyon. Amazing thought. Now.
Have you done it?
What's that? We did one time. Went to vacation. It was Minnesota. We had a smaller vehicle, and Dad got the car top carrier. Remember it well. And they had, and then you'd make like your own little foam pieces so it wouldn't rub or different things. You had to do a lot of your own mastermind to make this thing work.
Did it work?
It did work, but now, but I can still see car top carriers whipping down the highway with things flapping.
Oh yeah,
that was common to see that happen. And you could also in the car. Remember in the car with one, you could hear it. You could hear it like whipping things like.
I never experienced that.
I remember the whipping one time. Now it's like a space shuttle. The thing is, it looks like it was made out of, like it's going to Mars.
Okay,
now
so
it's a case. It's pre-made.
I know exactly what you're talking
about. And now it's aerodynamic also. Yeah. It's built for speed. Doesn't affect your gas mileage.
You can't have a box up there.
Before, it was just a box. That was it. There was no thought of, how to make this handle better into the wind. No, now it's not. Now it's aerodynamic.
Okay.
It's set and built. But when you made the decision, what do we need to do? We're going to the Grand Canyon. We need a car top carrier. Okay, let's get one. What do we do now? I don't know. And you had to, and there was
tie
no one,
stuff.
You just tied stuff to
that
it.
That was the idea.
Tie stuff to the roof of your car. And then when you had to stop somewhere, you had to take everything off because it might just get stolen. So everything had to come off. You'd see like suitcases, like just stuff shoved in there.
Flying around.
Oh, it was better times, Jake. Better times.
I'd like to see one drive by right now. There's a lot of cars on O Street right now.
There's one right there. Boom.
There's one.
It went by within one second.
Yeah, we saw
that was right the aerodynamic one.
That was.
Black.
We just saw black. It. Exactly how I envisioned it. Right there.
Like it was meant to be.
It was meant to be.
He timed it up perfectly.
Sip said, I'd like to see one. Did you see it out the window over there? It was incredible. Oh,
Rudy saw it. I saw it for sure.
No, I saw it. But I didn't see it. I didn't set that up. Is what I'm saying.
But this,
there it was.
I was there.
It was aerodynamic.
Aerodynamic. But if you just saw them back in the day, does any breakers remember back in the day what they looked like? Because it was phenomenal in the 70s and 80s. You saw them, and it didn't change until maybe like 15 years ago.
Well, we have a text here on the text line. This is an unnamed texter says, "Good call. We had one growing up, going to the Outer Banks. It was a giant bag instead of a hard case."
just a bag and just tied it to the roof of your car. That was it. How are we going to get there? Don't worry about it. Just tie this to the roof of your car.
Bag's not a bad idea.
Not a bad idea at all. That was well thought out.
I mean, there would be some aerodynamic to the bag.
The bag would help.
Will in Fullerton says, just call him Coach Bill Griswold over there. Clark Griswold, Bill Griswold. Oh, absolutely.
Better times.
Vacation. Sean P said, we had one. We called it the turtle.
The turtle.
The turtle.
There you go. Yeah. When you have
Sean
one,
Pied?
And when your dad decides, hey, get the car top carrier out. That was a big deal. That was a really big deal. I can still see one that we had.
No, you just a rack just
the
went
rack
by.
Just went by. Yeah, yeah, one that was pre-made. What else you got,
that
Jake?
That was a pre-made one.
Better times from Kevin. He says, "LOL, my modern Thule is much much better and safer." Thule.
I don't know. There's another one. See now I'm.
That's Kevin again. Kevin,
you're seeing him.
Well, then you saw the other thing you would see sometimes, which did nothing for me, it was the ski racks. I'm like, okay, the people have ski racks on the top, and that's pretty simple. You just strap them on there, and that's easy. When you decide that you had to shove, when you got to the Holiday Inn, when you got to the Holodome, and you had to unload the top of your car to get the bags out and stuff, that was better times.
Better times.
Big Ty says it's now $600 or more for a roof rack at this point.
A roof rack. I like that.
NASCAR on Prime lights up Music City. Who's got what it takes to tackle the concrete at Nashville Super Speedway and walk away with NASCAR's coolest trophy? Stream the NASCAR Cup Series at Nashville, Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, where music meets motorsports, only on Prime.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
So I wonder how much that one cost that we saw. That's probably $600.
Oh, that was a top end one. Yeah, nice. That was top end. I bet we got ours for like $12.
Yeah.
Like
Jeff, the texter says, used one last summer on our annual trip to Ponca State Park. Cloth one, suitcases and fishing poles. It worked great. They had a cloth one.
Cloth one. Nice. If you have a photo of that, please text that in. Is there a photo of that? And just, I'm telling you
now. There's a lot of them.
When you go to make that move to load that thing up, the dad has a lot going on. He has a lot going on with that to get that thing organized.
You're right. A lot of them are built in now that you see. We're downtown, so you see a lot of cars whipping by.
David, the dad, says, we had one, and we put an orange tarp over it and called it the Blob.
The Blob.
The Blob.
Huh. An orange tarp over it.
Yeah. Usually the ones that we bought back in that time didn't have any sort of waterproofing, so you made your own. Right. You made your own waterproofing system. And that was never good. That's when the thing started flapping pretty good.
You hope for no rain.
Yes, you hope. You're really hoping for no rain.
Right. I mean, if it rains,
If it does, what happens then?
Yeah. It's not good. It's not good.
You have to deal with it.
Yeah, you get through it.
Now this has opened up my eyes to this. Now you've done it, because now I'm going to be looking at racks all the time on cars.
We go to break. We just go to break.
Why? You guys are terrible.
No,
we'd have been great.
We'd have been fine. We'd have been fine if you would have said on cars at the end. If you just would have said yes.
I have to say that because you guys exist in ninth grade.
Oh, we're the problem. Yes. That's it. We're the problem. Me and Jake are the problem. We're the problem.
Well, I mean, you never made it out of ninth grade, apparently. We're talking about racks on cars. That's what we're talking about. I'm not even
better times.
I'm not even giving you ninth grade on this. Seventh.
Joan Boulder says, bringing Pat Mary.
I mean it. You guys are terrible. Because you're terrible. You didn't mature.
Joan Boulder says, bringing back memories from 1985, driving to Venice Beach with a diesel Oldsmobile with a rooftop carrier, trying to look cool. I don't think we pulled that off with Nebraska 15 county plates.
Hold it now. He had a diesel.
Diesel Oldsmobile.
Didn't know they even had that.
No, didn't either.
No. Joe from Boulder. Is that right?
That's Joe from Boulder.
A diesel Olds.
Yes. It had to be
what that sounded like.
That would be, imagine this, sitting by that at the gas station, stopping to get a salted nut roll.
Payday.
Payday.
Last one here from The Hammer says, my dad used heavy-duty trash bags and bungee cords.
Yes.
Yep.
Thank you.
On the way to Minnesota, our luggage flew off the station wagon on I-80.
Oh, see, there's...
Yeah, it can happen. It's real.
Now it gets real.
You think you have it secured, but you're not ready. You're not built for going 75 miles an hour with it. That's what you think. It's like,
or 90.
Or you feel it's like, oh, that's pretty good. All of a sudden, now you're going 90.
Yep.
Yeah, now it's a whole different deal.
Well, how about the parking garage issue? Honey, we're going to the... You got something on the top of your truck, honey.
Yeah.
Bill, the headline one more time, please.
Got it right here. No need to stop. We got the top.
And that is Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Trados. Go Trados.com. GOTREDAAS.com. It is time for the game show. We can focus in here.
I'm fine. You guys have
threw us off with that comment. 402-464-5685. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. It's a wild card Wednesday also. So today's topic, 1970s country songs.
Oh, we're
I'm going to give you
a chance.
I'm going to give you the,
what are you giving us?
I'm going to give you the song name. You tell me who sang the song.
Okay, I'm at locked up.
Song name, and we got to... Okay.
You tell me
okay.
either the artist or the group that sang the song.
Okay. The artiste.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
I think you know your 1970s country songs. Call us up at 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the take down Sip and Bill and trivia. 1970s country songs are a topic today. You guys feel all right about
yes.
this, I would assume.
Yes, we do.
We've got a duo calling in today.
What? Okay.
Brad and Chris from the Baldwin Show.
Whoa.
Brad and Chris, are you ready?
Hey,
go ahead.
I got my wheelhouse, Chris. 1970, he's good to go.
Well, all right.
It's a good lifeline to have.
Yes. All right. So you have, how are we going to do this? Just let them collaborate.
Yeah, that's fine. They can collaborate. Yes. They're
long time listeners.
That's right.
Long time.
First question goes to Brad and Chris. Bill, a lifeline for one question is always for Sip. Brad and Chris, who sang the 1970 country song, "Is Anybody Going to San Antone"?
Or Phoenix, Arizona.
I should know this. I got it.
It was once a Bill's Thrill song.
Yeah, you know. Yeah.
Dang it, I was only 2 years. I'll just go with, we'll just throw Merle Haggard out
Merle
there.
Merle Haggard, no.
So Chris didn't know this.
Apparently not.
No, he's rocking. He's rock and roll.
Oh, he's rock and roll.
He's not 70s country.
Bill, now I'll let you do this.
No, I'm like drawing a blank on it.
Well, I think I got it.
Hang on.
If you don't know it, don't
right.
think.
I think I've got it, too. Do you?
Okay, I want... God, it's such a... See, it's a hard debate in my head, because I think I know it. I want to keep you in my back pocket, but I'm not positive. So that's where I'm...
We could pass, but I have an answer.
No, I don't think we should pass. Go ahead.
Charlie Pride?
Yes.
Brilliant.
Charlie Pride is correct.
Great job.
Yeah, I almost feel like a loss.
Anybody going to San Antone or Phoenix, Arizona?
That's it.
Beautiful. You got
it's a beautiful song.
Okay, so now you're out.
I'm out. But no, but he was utilized correctly. We're up 1-0. Okay. This is our chance, Steve.
Yes. All right, you're on your own now. I know that Bill will definitely want to help out with one of these, but he can't. All right. Sip, first question up 1-0. Who sang the 1978 song "Tulsa Time"? Oh. Also, once a Bill's Thrill song. Yes.
Dun 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 dun.
I'm gonna say Don Williams.
Whoa, Don Williams is correct.
Don Williams. The Giant.
2-0 lead for Sip. Brad and Chris, you need this to stay alive.
Yeah, we
do. To stay alive, what group sang the 1976 country song "Let Your Love Flow"?
Oh, let your Got love it. Flow.
Got it.
Bellamy Brothers. The Bellamy
there
Brothers.
You go, Chris.
I had that one too.
Chris, get that one. Right.
Okay, here we go. Now we're in. We're in for it.
Now
this is it.
Bill cannot help you. I know
I'm
Bill
out.
Will be very sad. He cannot help you with this one. Sip for the win. Who sang the 1975 country song "You Never Even Called Me by My Name"?
Stop it!
Stop it!
I think this is Bill's favorite song of all time.
It is my favorite song.
This is great because I'm not positive on this.
He can't help you though.
It was
Is that Conway Twitty?
No, don't say it. Don't say it. All right, you guys got to get this right, Brad and Chris.
Oh, I can't think of his name. Oh, I can hear it.
Five.
Kill me when I hear it.
Four. Three.
I got nothing. Go ahead and say two. It. Let's go. Oh, I'm gonna freak.
You get no answer at all?
Nope. Go ahead.
All right. I gotta give you the horn stand. It's a
win. We won.
Bill, what is that answer, of course?
David Allan Coe.
David Allan Coe.
Oh, didn't know that.
Edgar Allan Coe. David Allan Coe.
The only time I know our hero David.
So Fred and Chris, thanks for calling on the road, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Hey,
thank you. Yeah.
Good hearing from you.
That was a nice game show by Jake.
1970s. It always gets the job done. Charlie Pride died in December of 2020. How old was he, Bill?
79.
Sip.
Charlie Pride died when?
And 2020. December of 2020.
Put a good number out there. Probably a little older. 83.
86 years old. Charlie Pride. Born in 1934.
How about that?
Nice win today. Well done. When we come back, hour three, Sean Callahan is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
NASCAR on Prime lights up Music City. Who's got what it takes to tackle the concrete at Nashville Super Speedway and walk away with NASCAR's coolest trophy? Stream the NASCAR Cup Series at Nashville, Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, where music meets motorsports, only on Prime.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.